course. Thank you a lot. There it is, friend. Just you. Once again, it's time for Jelly Elliot and the Three Knotheads. Come to you here sitting under the old pine tree just having a big time. We're really enjoying ourselves, and we hope that you'll come in and stay with us for this next few minutes here, and we'll try to show you a good time. Yes, you're just showing our ignorance and having a big time. So just pull up a chair and sit down and relax there, and the boys and myself are going to dish out some of these old Billy tunes here. Maybe you might hear one you'd like here. So don't tune us off. Stay there for just a few minutes. Here we go with the first tune that features Jack. Yes, sir, Jack Youngblood with his cornstalk fiddle, with a tune that Jack has won a lot of popularity with. It's a tune called Old Joe Clark, Jack. Hello. There, Jack, old buddy. That was Jack Youngblood there, friends, and his fiddle doing old Joe Clark. That's mighty fine care known. Friends, you know, Lewis has been working mighty hard. He's been backed off over in the corner writing him a poem. He's a poet in the aggregation, and he writes poetry from time to time. He's got one here, friends, he said is really good. Are you ready, Lewis?
I've been waiting a week, Jenny.
Well, let's hear that poem.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep, mm-hmm, and can't tell where to find them. That's cause her old man's quit burning the woods, and the grass is so good, and the sheep are so fat, that Bo Peep can't tell them from hogs.
Let's give them a card in G there, boys. I declare, can you tell that? Can't tell the sheep from the hogs. Lewis, come here. For your benefit and Bo Peep's benefit, don't you know the difference between a sheep and a hog? What? A hog goes, that's a little hog, that's not a big one. And a sheep goes, he's lost.
I like my
poor. That's an underfed sheep I'm talking about. You know, come to think of it, kind of on the serious side there, I believe he's got something. Sure do. Well, he has, just come to think of it, you can kind of change it around there and put it to suit yourself and all. You take, there's still a lot of people that burns their pastures and places for their stock. Well, if I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't burn, even if I had a pasture and I had it full of stock. You burn your pasture over like that and you got a background there, it's black. Black because it's burned over. Friends, you know the nation is going for better and bigger, fatter livestock every day, the whole nation, not just the particular community where you live, but everywhere. People are trying to raise bigger and better cows and hogs and all that sort of stuff. So they've got into the thing of improved pasture. Well, that's what they call it, but the thing is, it's just putting it mild, is they fence up a pasture and they keep fire out of it and they take care of it. Some of them sow grass seeds in there. And friends, you can drive down the highway and you'll see a pasture full of nice, fat cattle. You think that over. Here's another tune here, and I guess I'm going to have to sing this one. Sure enough, I lost my go-ahead sheet here. Just a minute, I'll have it back, though. There it is right there. Oh, I got it. All right. Well, I'll tell you the truth. I just can't sing a word. I sang by letter, friends. I'm sorry, but that's the way I sang. I sang by letter. Letter fly. And here it is. Where is your heart tonight? Where is your heart tonight? at me with eyes that do not see. Where is your heart tonight? Some love thief must have stole it from me. Tomorrow you'll be different, I'm hoping. You let me know that everything's all right. But now, though I'm holding you tight, I'm wondering, dear, where is your heart tonight?
Well, Jack, boy!
Well, you seem so strange tonight. You pay no heed to anything I say. Where is your heart tonight? It seems to be a million miles away. That I say don't seem to reach you. You're in a little dream world of your own. And now, though I'm holding you tight, I'm wondering, dear, where is your heart tonight? Thank you, boys. Thank you a lot. Friends, there it is. Where is your heart tonight? Yeah, that's a pretty nice tune there. I wish I could sing it. I was talking about burning over these pastures and things there before I was so rudely interrupted by myself. But, you know, getting back to that point, friend, a lot of people still have the idea that they have to burn these pastures and grazing land for their cattle and sheep and what have you. I wouldn't do it myself, and I wouldn't advise you to do it. And then you take, there's a lot of people that they want to burn their land over so their stock will have a place to graze. Well, that's all right if it's if they want to burn theirs over and they see fit to burn it over. Well, that's their business. You go ahead and burn it. But the trouble is, a lot of them don't respect the property rights of the others. Now, you know, if you burn yours over, that's all right. You may see fit to burn yours. But maybe your neighbor over there, he don't want his burned, you see, and you're careless with it, and you let it get out over there into his pasture and burn his over, and he don't want to burn it over. Well, friends, just putting it mild in a way that everybody can understand it, it's the same thing if you'd go up to his house and just go on in the kitchen in there and get you a sack of flour and take it over to your house. It all adds up to the same thing, because he probably has stock, too, or maybe if he don't have a shoat to his name, he don't want it burned. Maybe he's got a bunch of little bitty pine trees there that he wants to keep, don't you see, and start it into a forest. And maybe you don't even see them because they're not above the grass. So you just think about those things there. And after all, we're all in the same kittle, friend. We're all in the same pot, the same sack. Pull one of us out, we'll all fall out. We got to pull this thing together. You know, if we got a rope tied to a tree or a building or something, I'll go out there and I'll pull on the rope, and never could I break the rope. But I'll guarantee you, if all you guys will pitch in and help me, and we all get a hold of that rope, we'll break her. Yes, sir, we can break it. And that is exactly what we've got to do, break the rope. We've got to break these fires in the woods and on this pasture lands and all. There's nobody, I don't care who he is, if he's never owned a calf in his life and he sees beautiful cattle outside the road, he'll take the second look. He might tell his wife, if he has a wife, ain't them pretty cows? Just look, young, ain't that pretty, honey? I wish I had some of them. Yeah, everybody wishes they had some. Well, we better get into another tune here. So we're going to feature the steel man this time, Herman Poplin. And Herman does a good job on this next tune, I think. So if you'll stick around there just a minute and see what you think about it, I believe you'll like it, too. It's an old steel standard called the Texas Playboy Rag, huh? Thank you a lot there, buddy. That was mighty good steel playing. I really do like that. Friends, we've run out of time. The old clock on the wall says the knotheads and myself have got to get going. But before we go, here's just a little old thought. Thought for the day that I'd like to leave with you. And I do wish you'd think it over. But kind of keep it in mind. Twist it around there. It's a good idea when you're burning for grass that the land you burn is your own. Because your fire and someone else's timber don't mix, my friend, and you'll reap whatever you've sown. Well, friends, there it is. Esther, brings to a close another little visit with you with the Knotheads and myself, Jelly Elliott and the Knothead. Now, we've enjoyed sitting here under the old pine tree playing for you, and we hope that you've enjoyed it. We'll be back, too, friends. We'll be back to try to entertain you. If you'll listen to your local announcer, he'll let you know the exact day, time, and so forth and stuff and things. Friends, don't forget this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the corporation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friend, only you can prevent grass and woods fires.